Welcome to One in Christ, where the radiant story of Jesus come to life.
Good morning.
大家早安。
Happy New Year! It's the first Sunday for 2025.
新年快乐，这是我们新年的第一个礼拜。
Welcome to the One in Christ Church. Good to see you. I saw a lot of a smiling face this morning, and that's great for the first Sunday for 2025.
很高兴在今天看到大家都很开心的脸，然后这是新年也很好的事情。
All right, we are going to continue our Genesis journey. We're going to study one of the most important chapters in the whole Bible, actually.
我们也会继续去学习《创世纪》，然后我们也会看到说，圣经里面其中一个比较重要的一章。
It's not just relatively important; it's one of the most important part.
其中很重要的一个环节。
That's Genesis 15. Genesis 15, it's 21 verses. I'm going to read the whole chapter. And we pray, then we get into the text.
所以牧师会读这整章，然后上面应该会有中文的圣经。
Right, you should have that. The Mandarin version is on the screen if you can read it, or you can learn it, or either way.So chapter 15 of Genesis, after these things, the word of the Lord came to Abram in the vision. Fear not, Abram, I am your shield. Your reward shall be very great. But Abram said, Oh, Lord God, what will you give me? For I continue childless, and the heir of my house is Eliezer of Damascus. And Abram said, Behold, you've given me no offspring, and no member of my household will be my heir.And behold, the word of the Lord came to him, This man shall not be your heir. Your very own son shall be your heir. And he brought him outside and said, Look toward heaven and number the stars, if you're able to number them. And he said to him, So shall your offspring be. And he believed the Lord, and he counted it to him as righteousness. Verse 7. And he said to him, I'm the Lord.Who brought you out from Ur of Chaldeans to give you this land to possess. But, he said, O Lord God, how am I to know that I shall possess it? He said to him, Bring me the heifer 3 years old, a female goat 3 years old, a ram 3 years old, the turtle dove, and a young pigeon. And it brought him all these, cut them in half, and lay each half over against the other. But he did not cut the birds in half, and when the birds...of prey came down on the carcasses, Abram drove them away, and the sun was going down. The deep sleep fell on Abram, and behold, dreadful and a great darkness fell upon him. Then the Lord said to Abram, Know for certain that your offspring will be sojourners in the land that is not yours, and will be servants there, and they will be afflicts for 400 years, but I will bring judgment on the nations that they serve.And afterward, they shall come out with the great possessions. For you, you shall go to your fathers in peace. You shall be buried in a good old age. And they shall come back there in the fourth generation. For the iniquity of the Amorites is not yet complete. Verse 17. When the sun had gone down and it was dark, behold, a smoking firepot and flaming torch passed between these pieces.On that day, the Lord made a covenant with Abram, saying, To your offspring I give this land from the river of Egypt to the river Euphrates, the land of Kenites, the Kenizzites, the Kadmonites, the Hittites, the Perizzites, the Rephaim, the Amorites, the Canaanites, the Girgashites, and the Jebusites. That's the word of God. Let's pray. Father, we come to you.We thank you for the word.
神，我们来到你面前，感谢你赐下今天的话语。
We're grateful that you start talking to us, Lord. Talk to us.
感谢你是对我们讲话的神，求你对我们讲话。
So that we know who you are.
让我们认识你是谁。
Not only that, we know who are we following.
不只是这样，而且让我们知道我们跟谁，我们是跟着谁，也是信谁的。
Lord, may the new year to start with.The identity of who you are, and that we can know you, love you, serve you.
让我们知道你在新年里面更认识你是谁，让我们可以爱你，能够侍奉你。
Open our eyes and open our ears.
开我们的眼和耳。
And most importantly, open our hearts.
更重要的是开我们的心。
We pray in Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣基督名求祷告。
Amen. That's chapter 15. So the very first verse is after these things. Last time we talking about the Genesis, it was Genesis 12, when the Lord made the promise to Abraham. Then at the end of chapter 12, Abraham, it's not Abraham yet, he went down to Egypt, almost messed up his wife. Remember that story? We didn't preach on that, but if you know the biblical story, he messed up, always messed up, almost messed up his wife by saying, this is my sister. Then they went to the southern land, go to the different lands with his nephew, Lot. And over there is a geopolitical military campaign, four kings versus five kings, and the Lot's possession was robbed and taken away, and Abram took his people, 318 people, then took his nephew back and fought the four kings, and you have the Melchizedek along the way, and he was involved in all this military campaign over there. That's the end of chapter 14. This is the verse, chapter 15 starts with after these things. Those are the things that happened for the past two chapters.
所以在上次我们讲到的时候，我们是从第十一章讲完第十一章，但是在第十五章的开头，他讲到说这是以后，所以那我们就来回顾一下他前面发生了些什么事情。就是在亚伯拉罕在十二章神呼召亚伯兰的时候，还不叫亚伯拉罕的时候呢，给他一个应许。后来亚伯兰带着他的妻子去了埃及，就差点让他的妻子变成了别人的太太。但是在后面呢，他和罗德又分开，他们又有了一个，在第十四章又有一个四王和五王的一个大战，然后亚伯拉罕带着318个人，然后打赢了这场仗，然后麦基洗德在里面，然后也在里面出现，然后就来到第十五章。
So that basically set up a stage for chapter 15. Set up a stage for chapter 15. So verse 1 says that the word of the Lord came to Abram in a vision.Fear not, Abram, I'm your shield. Your reward shall be very great. Why did really the Lord start saying those things? Why is Abram just won the battle? Why was he fearful?
所以在这个事情之后呢，神在异象里面对亚伯兰有话说，说亚伯兰，你不要惧怕，我是你的盾牌，必大大的赏赐你。那亚伯兰刚刚赢了这场大战，他为什么要害怕呢？
Well, if you really put yourself in that kind of a situation, Abram is not a warrior.He was involved in this military campaign because of his nephew's possession was taken away. He just got his 300 people to got it back. Now you remember the four kings, five kings, they are basically tribe versus tribe kind of military conflict. All of a sudden, he's involved. Now he became powerful, and you know what happened? What's going to happen next?That's going to be a military retaliation, political retaliation on the way. And he does not have the military power or military resources to fight them back. You know what happened at the end of chapter 14? The king of Sodom was on his side. The king of Sodom was trying to give him all the wealth. He said, you know, the Lord is my warrior. You know, I do not need to take all the wealth.All the sheep, and you taking them back. Now, did I really make a good decision? I have no possessions, no wealth now. What if all those kings come back and fight me? So you can basically see why the Lord really told him, fear not, I'm your shield. Because he's living in the situation where the things become more and more uncertain for him.
所以在这个里面我们看到说亚伯拉罕他其实他不是一个战士，他也不是一个打仗，也没有很多的军事实力，他只有318个人。在四王和五王的战争之中呢，他就因为罗德的关系，所以他介入到这个军事战争中。虽然他赢了这场战，但是他也会担心说他们会不会有一些报复性的军事行动，因为亚伯拉罕在那个时候没有任何的军事实力。
That's the stage I'm setting you up for now.
所以大概就是这样一个环境。
I'm going to have two points from the 21 verses. One is the doubts. So Abraham started talking back to God about what God said about not fear not. Okay, he's
starting having doubt about who God is, about who he is able to do. So that's the first point, Abraham's doubts. The second point is the oath of God. What did God really to address his doubt? So basically the whole chapter revolves around Abraham's doubts and God's response to his doubts.
所以在这二十一节经文的内容里面，我会有给大家两个点。第一点就是他的怀疑，就是亚伯拉罕就是怀疑说上帝给他说你不要惧怕，但是他会把他怀疑讲出来。第二个点就是上帝怎么样去回应他的怀疑，然后怎么样去回应他的。
I'd like you to put yourself in that kind of situation. I don't know what you are facing in your own life, especially the New Year's coming, in the personal life, your family life. I know someone's getting married, and you basically get into the uncharted water now. And someone's making decisions for their health, for their wealth, for their families. There are so many things coming to you. And based on the track record you have so many years ago, probably the next year is going to be pretty rough. Maybe. And you start having doubts about your ability, about God's ability to handle your life. So put yourself in that kind of situation.
所以不知道大家的处境是怎么样，我们知道新年的时候我们会有个人计划，家庭计划，然后有人会结婚，我们会担心我们自己的健康，会担心我们的财富，或者有不同各种各样的一些担心。但是根据以往过往的经历，我们就很担心我是不是有这样的能力，或者上帝有没有这样的能力去拯救我出这样的状况呢？
All right. So if you're in kind of a distress now,And the Lord really said in the verse 1, suppose that he's talking to you. All right, fear not, Abraham, I'm your shield. Your reward shall be very great. Okay.
我们就假装上帝是在对我们讲话，亚伯兰就是说你不要惧怕，我是你的盾牌，我必大大的赏赐你。
Thank you very much. I heard that before. You know, the Bible's all about that. Promises here and there, fear not, I'm your shield, the reward will be great. Thank you. You know what Abraham said? Abraham didn't say, Hallelujah, you know, God is faithful. All right, praise the Lord, worship him. His response is like what you would respond to God or to the so-called empty promises. This is what he said. The Bible used the word, but. And that's verse 2 and the verse 8.When he doubts, the Bible used the word but. But what he said, but Abraham said, O Lord God, what will you give me for I continue childless and the heir of my house is Eliezer of Damascus? And he said, Behold, you have given me no offspring and a number of my household will be my heir. So what he's trying to say is this.Okay, in chapter 12, remember this is chapter 15. Chapter 12, when God called him out of Ur of Chaldean, God gave him two promises when he was 75 years old. He said, okay, I'm going to give you a land, and your descendants will possess the land. Okay, two things. One, you're going to have a land. Second, you're going to have children. All right? The Lord says, fear not, I'm your shield. Abraham said,Stop it. The promise that you made in chapter 12 has not been fulfilled. I'm still childless. Now you're telling me fear not? It's like you go to the physician. You ask about the disease and problems. He said you should do this and should do that. You will be fine. The last time you told me about this is not yet fulfilled. And what's going on with this?So Abraham is pushing it back. He's really pushing it back. I'm just waiting for him to translate that a little bit.
所以就是在上帝对我们讲这样的话的时候，我们肯定是说，哦，就好吧，你这经常这么讲，就好像空头支票一样。然后亚伯拉罕也没有说像我们讲的说感谢神啊，赞美你啊这样，他只是回应了，就是说，但是我这个连孩子都没有，然后承受我产业的又不是我自己的儿子。所以如果我们回顾在第十二章里的内容的时候，上帝应许他说他会有一个自己的地，然后也会有他自己的子嗣去继承他的地。然后但是在十二章他七十五岁的时候，上帝给他应许还没有实现，所以他就有这样的一个疑惑，说上帝，那你这次要怎么样应验你的应许呢？
I really like what Abraham just said. He pushes it back. I do not want the empty promise anymore. You tell me fear not, I'm your shield, your rewards are great. Okay, whatever. But you have not fulfilled your promise yet. Let's get that thing straight. So that's what Abraham's number one doubt. That's verse 2.
所以就很喜欢亚伯拉罕给他的回应，就是他没有就是说就这样去接受，而是说上帝，你上次的都没有应许，我不想再要一个空头的支票，然后所以他有这样的一个反应。
If you are a real man, if you are a real authentic person, you probably would do it exactly the same thing. But in Christian church, you would not do it, you know, because it's not really politically correct, something like those. But Abraham in the Bible did it.
如果我们是真实人的话，他这种反应应该是理所当然。但是好像在教会里，我们很少有这样对神有这样真实的一个疑问或者回应。
And you know what God did? God didn't strike him dead. You know, you're a man of little faith, you go to the darkness. No, God did not do it.
上帝做了什么？上帝没有说你这个小心人，我把你给弄死，而是上帝，他有他的回应。
What did God say? Let's just go to the plots. These plots are over there. So that's basically give you what happened, kind of present you to what happened in the 21 chapters. God's comfort.Abraham's doubt number one, that's the first doubt, and the gods give him an illustration. Take him out, take a look at the stars, and if you can number them, your offsprings will be as those stars. Okay, all right, thank you very much. Abraham's the doubt second time, okay? Then gods have a covenant making. So this is basically the 21 chapters. So we talk about the doubt number one already. He pushes back. God took him out.To take a look at the stars in the heaven, and your descendants will be as many. That's what he said. Okay, you're going to have a land. You have a lot of kids. Trust me. Verse 6, I'm not going to spend too much time because I can preach on that particular verse. God counted that. He believed, and God counted that as righteousness for him.You can spend so many time on this, the theological theme, on the justification and righteousness. I'm not spend too much time on that. But he believed, so the first doubt, okay, just leave it alone. God promised all the land to him and offspring to him. His second doubt, I'm stopping there, and he's been...
所以在这上面我们如果看到前面有一个情节的话，就亚伯拉罕有两次的疑惑，然后第一次疑惑上帝的回应是什么，他就把他带出去看天上的星，就说你的子嗣会像星星一样多。然后在这里面第六节，然后我们也不会花太多时间，但是里面讲的是亚伯拉罕信耶和华，耶和华就以他为义。然后呢，我们就来看他第二个疑惑，然后上帝是怎么回应的。
His the second doubt is not doubting God, because the first doubt is aboutYou didn't fulfill the promise. I don't know if you can do it. The second doubt, let's go to verse 8. It's very, very revealing. And he said to the Lord, I'm the Lord who brought you out of the earth of the Chaldean and gave you this land to possess. And that's what the Lord said to him. But, remember verse 8, but he said, O Lord, how am I to know that I shall possess it? So he's doubting himself now.God, whatever, you say it, you give me the stars, and you said, okay, I believed it, count it as my righteousness, but I can't do it. How am I going to do this? First doubt is doubting God's ability. Second doubt is doubting his own ability.
所以在他第一个怀疑的时候，他是在怀疑说上帝是否能够应验他的应许，但是在第八节里面他就讲到说，上帝，我怎么知道我必得这地为业呢？他基本上是在怀疑他自己是否有这样的能力。
If you ever been on this Christian journey, I don't care how long you've been on this Christian journey, those are the two things you will have and you are probably having now. I don't know what God's going to do. I don't know what I'm going to do.
所以如果您 做一个基督徒做了一段时间，你会有肯定会有两个必然的问题，是我不知道上帝会做什么事，我也不知道我自己会怎么样。
At least two small things can get out of this. One is how to deal with doubt. I mean, how God deal with doubt. You can go two extremes. One extreme is don't doubt, you know, just believe. Don't say anything, just believe in God. The other one is doubt all the time. We're not certain. Critical thinking, God is uncertain.Those are the two extremes the Bible does not support. The Bible basically saying, God is acknowledge your doubt respectfully. He didn't strike him, dead. He's responding to him. He is addressing his doubt very actively. So acknowledge with respect and address them very actively. Those are the two things the Bible, at least in this chapter, is telling us to how to handle doubt. We're going to talk about that more and after we're done with this chapter, when we do the applications.
当我们在面对怀疑或者疑惑的时候，我们总会有两个极端，一个是我就完全的不怀疑，就完全的就相信；另一个就是我经常的怀疑，然后经常在那里去怀疑上帝怎么样。但是在这个经文里面，我们至少可以看到两个事情，是上帝允许我们怀疑，他没有说因为怀疑就把亚伯拉罕杀掉；另一个是上帝主动的去有这样的回应，去解决他的疑惑。
All right, so this is what God did.Starting from verse 9, he said to him, bring me the heifer 3 years old, a female goat 3 years old, and ram 3 years old, and turtle dove, a young pigeon. And he brought him all these. Cut them in half and laid each half over against each other, and did not cut them in half, and the birds in half. So basically, Abraham knew exactly what the Lord wanted him to do. You got all these animals and then cut them in half.For all the Asian, Middle Easterns, and the Near Eastern people, they know a covenant is about to be made. A contract is about to be made. It's very clear for them. I mean, have you ever signed any contract? Raise your hands. Anyone? Any contracts? Any contracts? You have not? If you have not, you will. If you're leasing a house, you don't know. When you sign a contract, when you do the contract, when you make a contract,You have a piece of paper saying all the duties and the things, and you sign, another party will sign. He or she would do their things, and you would do your thing to keep the contract void, to keep the contract functional. And if you are not doing what you're supposed to do, there will be a penalty. If the other party is not doing what they're supposed to do, there will be a penalty. It could be a fine.It could be put into prison, right? We know all those contracts. That can be legally binding. That's a contract. But in old age, we don't have the contract written over there. It's an oral culture. It's agricultural culture. How do you do the contract? How do you do the covenant with each other? There were so many different ways. This is just one of those ways. So you get all these animals to lay down. You cut them in half.You put this piece on this half, this half on that side, that half on that side. Then you made the agreement with that party. You go through it. What you're saying is, if I'm not doing what I promise you to do, may be cut off like all these animals. That's the contract, the old Asian way of doing the contract. We're going to have some weddings that really try to...think it'll be a really, really good idea. Husband and wife, cut some animals. If you don't do what you're supposed to do, just, cut it off, something like that. That's much better than signing the wedding certificate or something like those. And,
所以在第八节到第九节里面呢，他就上帝就说你去准备这些动物，然后把它们掰开，然后把它分一半，然后一边放一个，一边放一半。这基本上在当时的文化里面，亚伯拉罕就知道上帝要做什么事情，就是上帝要和他有建立一个合约，或者是一个彼此之间的约定。就是如果在我们的文化当中，或者是早期中东的那些文化里面，我们会看到他们就会有这样的事情，然后两个履行承诺的各方都会从这个尸体中走过。如果就代表着说，如果我没有按照这个合同去履行我的承诺，我就像这两边的动物一样。
Right, I actually want to talk to Tyler and Kevin, all those people about this contract. And when we do the wedding, can we just cut the animals in half? And then if you don't do that, Tyler's going like this. This is the old way of doing that. It's a very, very serious. Another way of doing it is to put your dirt on your head.That means if I don't keep the promise, I will be like a dirt, that type of thing. So that's all the symbols trying to show how serious you are with your promises.
所以这些事情就还有一些就会拿着土，如果说我没有履行这个承诺，把这土撒到我头上，我就好像土一样。那这些都是一些对这个我对这个合约的重视性的一些表彰。
So in order to have a valid contract, you need a promises, right?And you need both parties who are making those promises, and you in the promises in the contract that will stipulate some penalties if you don't do it. Those are the things that make the contract valid.
在一个合理的合约上来讲呢，它需要有双方各自的承诺，然后也有两方，然后并且如果你毁约了之后会有什么样的惩罚。
Remember Abram doubts God. God, you made a promise. I don't see it now. I'm still childless. I mean, that guy Eliezer is going to be my heir. What am I going to do with it? And I doubt myself.I don't know if I'm going to be faithful enough. How am I going to possess this land, even if it promised to me? I'm not strong enough. I'm not wealthy enough. I'm not faithful enough. What am I going to do? So this is what the Lord did. He made a covenant with him. But when you see this covenant, this contract God made with him, it's so astonishing. It's so amazing. So different from what we just talked about.Between one party and another party. I give you two facts that's really, really astonishing.
所以在亚伯拉罕有这样怀疑的时候，他说我没有孩子，然后我甚至不知道自己是不是能够比较忠心，或者是我自己也没有这样的钱财，我也没有这样的能力。但是在这个时候，上帝他做的一个是什么？就是把这个合约摆在他面前，是让我们无法想象的。
Remember, God asked him to cut the animals in half, and Abram waited. All right? Animals are ready. Who's going through it? If Abram, I would say I would go through it. God would make a contract with me. You know, he goes through, I go through. You have your thing to do. I've got my thing to do. I waited. I mean, all these birds, and he just basically drove them away. He waited until dark. No one showed up.Until he was in sleep. Then what happened? 12, as the sun was going down, a deep sleep fell on Abram, and behold, dreadful and a great darkness fell upon him. And then the Lord said to Abram, know for certain that your offspring will be sojourners and all these type of things. Verse 14, if I bring judgment on this nation, as for you, you shall go this and you shall go that. Then verse 17, when the sun had gone down and was dark, behold, a smoking fire pot and flaming torch passed between these pieces. Now the flaming torch and the smoke, if you remember Exodus, that's the manifestation, the physical manifestation of the presence of God. So it waited, and who went through it?God went through it. If you are a king, if you just conquer the land, you want to make a treaty, okay, let's call that treaty, with the people who you just conquered. Suppose you are making this animal thing, cut in pieces. Who would go through it?The lesser vessel should go through the pieces because I'm the conqueror. I'm stronger. You know, that's called unequal treaty. You know, you're conquered. I asked you to give me all this money, your sheep, your women, your kids, and everything. Me, you know, protect you a little bit here and there. But you are the one who should do the heavy lifting for me.You ask the king who's the conqueror to go through the pieces, that's not heard of. So the covenant between God and Abram, that's unequal weight, isn't it? But God did not ask him to go through, and he went through. That's a very amazing, astonishing fact, number one. And he did not ask Abram to go through. So God go through it,And he would ask, I would ask Abram to go through it. God does his thing, Abram does his thing, that will make the treaty or contract valid. But this is so astonishing. God went through it, contract is done.
所以在就是他们已经把这个牲口都已经放到两边了，但是我们看到亚伯拉罕他没有说他就这么走过去了，他就是在那边等，一直等到日落的时候，直到上帝他从那里面走过。但是如果我们放在一个情景下去思考说，如果你是个王，然后你征战了夺掉一片地，你和这个地的人建立一个条约的时候，这个条约肯定是不平等的，你会要求他，你给我你的牲口，你的女人，你的孩子，你的一切的出产，但是呢我可能给你一些保护。但是在这里面上帝做了一个很不可思议的事情，就是说他作为一个神，作为一个王，他竟然去走过了这个死肉或者是这两个尸体之间，去完成了这个条约。这个其实是让我们可以去思考的。
What does that mean? What does that mean for this very bizarre covenant making process? That meansGod is going to bless him no matter what happens. God is going to bless Abram even if his mortality become mortal. Even if the glory was drawn into darkness. Even if Abram is not faithful, God is going to still take the penalty for not blessing him.So this is a unilateral, unconditional covenant God made with Abram. God put himself over there. I'm not only keeping my promise. If you are not faithful, I'm still going to keep my promise. And if you're not faithful, and the promise is not fulfilled, I am going to go through death. I will be cut into pieces. You know what? He was.He was cut into pieces. Centuries later, the darkness fell upon the Mount Calvary again. God, in the presence of Jesus Christ, was literally torn into pieces by the thorns, by the nails, by the spears.
所以这对我们来说意味着什么呢？就是上帝他对亚伯拉罕基本在做这个事情的时候，他就说我不管怎么样，我还是会祝福你，我还是保护你，我还是会去，我甚至把我自己的这种永生变成了一个肉身的样子，把我的荣耀隐藏在黑暗之中，我甚至也会被变成这样的一些，就是被撕碎像这些肉一样。他基本上就是在说，不管你怎么样，我都会去实现我对你的应许，即使是你没有信实，你不忠心，或者你没有这样的信心，我还是会这样应验。这个事情就在基督那里去应验了。
What did Jesus do on the cross? He took the covenant curseUnconditionally. God is faithful God. He made a promise and he will do it. Even if he gave up his own life to do this thing. He promised Abram that he's going to have a land. He promised Abram he's going to have an offspring. Through the offspring, the whole nation will be blessed. And that's what happened to every single one of us. We are not Hebrews. We're not Israelites.We're all blessed through Jesus Christ, the resurrection, at Jesus Christ, the crucifixion, and his resurrection.
所以在耶稣基督这样做的时候，上帝的恩典就这样无条件的被实现了。他放弃了他的生命，上帝借着这样的方式让我们成为了他的子嗣，即使我们不是希伯来人。
Let me read the Galatians 3:13-14.Galatians 3:13-14, Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law by becoming the curse for us. He redeemed us in order that the blessing given to Abraham might come to the Gentiles through Christ Jesus. So Paul basically explained this event centuries later.
所以在加拉太书的3:13-14里面，既然基督为我们成了咒诅，就把律法从咒诅中救赎出来，因为经上记得说，凡被挂在木头上都是被诅咒的。
This is fantastic. I mean, God made a covenant with Abram to address his doubt. I mean, four things I want you to take home as application or implications from this chapter. The very first thing,If you take a look at the biblical God, what it did in the Bible, the Christianity, the religion of Christianity, is so different from all the other religions. All the other religions are talking about, you know, God gives you a little inspiration here and there, make you to do a good things with each other, you know, help each other kind of thing. No! Christianity, it's so different from that. The biblical God is the God not only cares, not only creates. He came down, not only who came down, but died on the cross and resurrected from the death. So if you wanted to invent a religion, that's not something you would do, because the God of glory, God of Almighty, would not come to be contaminated by death and sin. This is the Christianity that's so different from any other religious system. Or any belief system whatsoever.
如果我们看这一章对我们的启发来讲，第一点就是说我们的所信的神是多么的不同。他上我们讲说一般宗教是他是启发我们做些好事情，然后对彼此都好一点。但是圣经里面所给我们描述的一个上帝是他在乎，他创造，并且他死，并且他为了我们死而复活。他如果是一个人造的宗教的话，我们肯定不会让一个圣洁的神去进入到最终，甚至去面对死亡。这基本上就不会像是我们会造出来的神。
You may wonder why God did it. Why would God go through all this darkness and everything to do it? And the very simple answer, God did that because He's love. Every true love, any love that worth keeping, is costly love. The cheap love.Is just cheap and deceiving, and for the boys and girls. When you have a true love, when the sacrifice is about to make, that's when the true love is being tested. If you're just feeling about each other, and if I love you, you love me, if we're having a good time, that's actually not the true love. The true love, the biblical love, the love that God gave through Jesus Christ is costly love. Take a look at him.He's holding the baby. He's sacrificing his love. He's sacrificing his life for that particular baby. That's what the true love is all about. Look at Jacob.
所以在我们讲到说，那上帝为什么这样做呢？很简单的一个答案就是，他是为了爱。但是这种爱，它不是一个很廉价的爱，它不是一个就是彼此在欺骗的一个爱，而是真的爱是需要付出代价的。如果这个爱没有一定的代价，它可能是没有经过考验的。就像是耶稣基督。他为我们做的这个事情，他其实是付了很大的一个代价，就好像我们的弟兄在抱着他的孩子一样，他其实就是在做这样的事情。
The third thing is, of course, dealing with doubts. I mean, you will have doubt, no matter what. If Abraham had doubt, you probably would have doubt as well. So how do you deal with the doubts? Not only doubt God, but doubting yourself.
所以我们也会基督徒的生活中，就像亚伯拉罕一样，也会面对怀疑或疑惑，不只是对神的疑惑，而是很多时候我们对自己也会有这样的疑惑。
Remember the covenant? That's what unilaterally done by God himself. He did not ask Abraham to do anything to fulfill the covenant, did he? No. The salvation, the favor that you have in God's eyes is not done.Through you. It's not done through you. So you might doubt about your faithfulness, you might doubt your competence, you might doubt your ability to read the Bible, to pray, to do this and nothing, all that. It's too hard, I can't do it. You know what? Chapter 15 of Genesis is showing you the salvation, the favor in God's eyes has nothing to do with your ability.Remember Matthew chapter 11? Everybody can recite that chapter 11, verse 28 to 30. Come unto me, ye all who weary and burdened. I will give you rest. What's the rest of it? Yeah, that's the last one. I'm going to ask you to carry your yoke and learn from me.And I'm gentle and humble in the heart, and you will have rest for your soul. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. So God is in Matthew chapter 11 is telling the people, the yoke is actually on my shoulder. If you're thinking about the Christian life is all about you doing the good, the faithful thing, you are wrong. So how to deal with the doubt about yourself?See what God has done through the covenant, through Jesus Christ. It is not I but Christ lives in me.
所以第二就是当我们在面对对自己的这样疑惑的时候，我们要想到说，在第十五章里面看到上帝所立的约是单向的，是他自己一个人完成的，他没有要求亚伯拉罕做任何的事情，而是只是让他就上帝已经应验或者是已经做了，就我们的救恩就完全不是从我们任何的好的行为或者是我们是否能够读经是否能够祷告来的。如果我们回到马太福音的第十一章的二十八节，我们都很熟悉，就是说劳苦担重担的来到神的面前，然后因为他的轭是轻省的，他的就学习他柔和谦卑的样式。如果我们回顾去思考的话，其实不是我们在担这个重担，而是神在帮我们担。
If you're doubting God, if you're doubting youYou need to come back to cross to see what is not just empty promise. God said, I'm your shield. You know, I'm going to protect you. No, no, no. Don't look at what God said only. Look at what he did. Before you even know him, he went to the cross. Died on the cross for what? For your sin. He destroyed the death so that you do not have to go through the darkness and the death, and so that you have a joy, you have an intimate relationship with him. It's nothing to do with your faithfulness, with your daily devotions. It's everything to do what he has done. So when you have a doubt in your new 2025, go to cross. That's where you need to end up.
在我们面对这种怀疑的时候，我们不要只是看着上帝的应许而不看他做的。如果我们只是看他做的，不看着他，只看他，只听他讲，但没有看他所做的事情，我们可能很多时候会忘记他在十字架上所做的事情，让我们可以去面对死亡，面对黑暗，让我们可以去面对和他有一个好的关系。
Last one is the anchor for life. This is coming from the Hebrews 6:19, chapter 6:19. We all know that we went through the book of Hebrew. That's the surest and the steadfastest anchor for our soul. That was talking about the Jesus Christ. Why do I talk about that? Just a couple of days ago, there was not in this church, I was talking to a mom, who is the mom of a very good Christian girl. Okay, she is in her college, about to graduate, and we were talking about, the mom is kind of a Christian, but this lady is a very devout Christian. She wanted to devote her life to the Lord, to serve the Lord, to do things in the church, not this church, to do things in her church, and maybe become a missionary. And this is kind of like a conversation I had with the mom. The mom is kind of concerned. She's like, you know, it's great, my kid is having a religious experience and loving the Lord. That's great, actually great. But you know what? She needs to get a master's degree to get her life straight. I was a little, okay, all right, you set yourself a Christian. And in the conversation, I can tell that she is hoping her daughter's life's anchor is on the master's degree, a good family, an independent career, that type of thing. That made me think really very much for me and for the people I shepherd. What is your anchor for your life? You know what an anchor is? You know, everybody can boat, or you can watch the movie. The anchor is something that you put under the boat, so that when the boat is pushing away by the waves, that don't go anywhere. You know exactly where you are. That's what the anchor is for. Is that right, Chris? Something like that. Maybe, you know. Something like that. You know, anchor is something that's not moving, that's very stable. Whenever you are being pushed away by the waters, by the waves, by the society, by the world, you are stationed over there. So what is your anchor for the new 2025 and for your life? Is your master's degree? Is your husband? Is your wife? Is your kids? Is your job? Is your wealth? Is your health? You might doubt about yourself. Let me propose, like what the Hebrews author did, put your anchor on Christ, because that's the surest and the steadfast. And you know what? Chapter 15 of Genesis just showed us that. He did it. He's not just said it, he did it. He did it and he did it. When you don't know what you're doing, when you're in doubt, when you're uncertain about your life, go back to Him. Go back to the cross.
所以在希伯来书的六章十九节讲到说，我们有这指望，如同灵魂的锚，又坚固又牢靠。就好像前一阵子我在牧师在去和一个不在我们教会的人去讲的时候，那个有个女孩她刚刚毕业，然后跟她妈妈说我想成为一个宣教士，但是她妈妈说哦，她需要去得到她的学士学位。所以在这个里面，如果看她的看她妈妈的这样的环境来看的话，就好像她妈妈把这生命的锚放在她的学位上，而不是在基督身上。那在我们2025年的时候，我们生命锚到底是什么，让我们可以去面对这种生活的冲击，面对我们生活中的这种不确定性呢？
I'm not saying God versus master's degree, okay? I'm not saying those. If you really put the anchor on God, you know you're going to give up all your life. No, 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 no. I'm saying is what is the most important things in your life that's not changing, that's not going away.If that's not Christ Himself, you are going to be pushed away one way or another. You will never have a station anywhere in the life.
所以我不是在讲说 让大家去在一个什么和神中间二选其一， 而是让我们去想说到底什么是不变的，以去面对这些变动，在这些变动中我们还是有一个确定的事情可以抓得住。
We, in the prayer meeting this morning, we reviewed Psalm 145, 45 verses. In Psalm 105, basically, the psalter basically reviewed the covenant with Abram. And he reviewed everything has ever done since the covenant was made. He reviewed the whole book of Genesis. God did this, God did that. God did this, God did that. God did this, God did that. He promised, he made a covenant, and he did it. God is faithful God.
所以早上我们在祷告会的时候，在看诗篇105篇里面有45节经文，它基本上在不断的在概括上帝在创世纪里面所应许的，它是怎么成就的，它是怎么应许，然后又怎么成就的。主要就是让我们知道说，上帝他是一个信实的神。